are you doing? What's coming up for you? What's, you know, okay, let me back up. How are you doing on the journaling?
Not been a good week for the journal for me.
Okay. Rachel?
Pretty good up until yesterday. I can't remember why I didn't do it in the morning or at night. And then this morning I didn't do it again, but that was because I had to rush out. So the last 2 days I haven't done
Okay.
and I can feel it. Yeah, although I did have a fantastic meditation this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've been doing those still at morning at night, and yeah, I finally kind of got back to the feeling this morning. It felt like it was coming back of
Awesome.
that vibration that I want to be in, you know? So that was good. But I
But
can definitely feel how the missing the journaling, it just feels kind of, I don't know what the word is, like just a little empty or something.
I get that. That's a good way to describe it. What That's how I feel too. If I miss, it's like a part didn't happen. You know, a part didn't, I missed it. Well, just missing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, just everyone remember that the more we raise our vibration, it becomes a normal vibration. Okay. So then when you do a meditation, you may not feel like you get there because you're already there. So it's just like with when you're visiting with the angelic realm. You know, at first you can really feel them, or you know, when you get into working with them, you can really feel their energy, and then all of a sudden it's like you don't feel it anymore. Well, it's because you've raised your vibration to more closely match what they were showing you. So now they're still there. But it just it you're already feeling them and you don't realize it. So it may take on a different feeling when you visit with them. And you know, you can always ask them to help you to feel them more because, you know, I know you're there, but I don't feel you like I did before. I know I definitely had that happen with my dad because as the longer he was over there, you know, his energy was different too. And I was different, and it just, you know, because before I could sense his energy right away, and now I'll see him in my mind's eye, or a spider will drop out of somewhere. You know, it's like, oh, okay, all right, you're here, cool. You know,
Yeah.
so just be aware of that we're as we're raising our vibration, getting back to the vibration that we thought we had, you know, we were getting into before, it may feel different. Or we're just working to raise higher and higher. So just be aware
Awesome.
of
Well, I
that.
hope that means that I just went higher this morning.
Probably. Yeah. I've been experiencing that too with the meditations because I reached kind of a plateau, but I kept listening to them and man, it's like when you get back to, well, not get back, when you achieve the higher vibration, you know, your body just, it's like, whoa, that feels so good, you know, because you're in this, you can feel it in every cell of your body. You know, it might just, you might only feel it in one spot, like in your heart center at first, and then I'll listen to the meditation again, and then I can feel it all over my body. Or maybe I don't listen to it again, and then the next day when I listen to it, you know, I'm feeling it more all over my body. And especially if I can do it in those, that twilight, you know, part of waking up,
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I had to lay down a while ago. I did not want to because I've got so much to do. But I had to lay down a while ago and I turned on one of the meditations and I know I did go into a real sleep at one point, but yeah, you were there. You were involved. He was feeling it too. Yeah, because man, it was just a vibration all over. It was, I won't say that those feelings are orgasmic, but man, they're close sometimes. You know, you're just, your whole body just goes into this, well, Joe Dispenza calls it an aroused state. And it that's the only way to describe it,
Yeah,
because
that's
you're
how it felt for
achieving.
me this morning too, and I could really feel
Yeah.
like I could feel it extending, especially off my arms, but my whole body, but I could really feel it off my arms, but I felt it extending out about, so far,
Yeah,
like
yeah.
around my body. I could just, and then my body too, and yeah, it was very pleasurable.
Yeah,
I
yeah. Well, I'm glad that you experienced that. Gail, have you experienced that with the meditations?
No.
No? Okay, well,
You
don't give
will.
up. Don't give up, because you're it's and you've also got two other bodies there. And fortunately, Magic will light, because he wants in on it. He'll get right up next to me and lay down and be still. However, when I was trying to listen to it when I started waking up, he was having none of that, because it was 4 o'clock and it's playtime, and he was not gonna sit for that. So just be gentle with yourself. It's not, it will come. It will come. The more you, and it just takes practice. I mean, gosh, Rachel, how many times have you listened to meditations in the last month?
I mean, easily twice a day. That one meditation that I love, I do that one every morning, every night, and then lots of days I'll do something in the middle.
Yeah,
Maybe
same.
it's meditating on the eye, or maybe it's one of the love ones, and usually those are shorter in the middle of the day because I don't have as much time.
See.
But yeah, I easily like 30, if not
Yeah.
more,
Yeah. Yeah, and see, that's me too. Well, if it's been in the last month, probably more than 60 in the last
That's
30
true. Double
days.
it. Yeah,
Double it.
exactly. That's true. Double it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, and we only have so much time during the day, but the more we can devote to being in that vibration that we can achieve through the meditation, I mean, it's guided, but then, and that's why I put so many of them to the same music. You can just play the music, and you're getting there, while you're cleaning house. I did that the other day, and that was cool. I didn't get into the whole vibration of it, but I felt the energy shifting in my body to a higher vibration.
Yeah, same. I do the one, just the music sometimes when I go for a walk, or
Oh,
sometimes
okay.
I'll do the love one. And yeah, I won't get into the full vibration because I'm walking, but I definitely feel a shift as well when I'm doing that,
Yeah. And that's what we want to have happen, is that we're just going about our day and we're feeling that, we're in that vibration. And the more we do it, and the more we do it, and the more we do it, the more we can sustain it. It just
Yeah.
takes practice.
I think, honestly, to be totally honest, I think the acting has also opened me up maybe a little faster. Because a lot of the things we're doing in class are similar to the work, this type of work. It's really strange how it's there's a parallel there, because the idea behind all the things that we do in class is basically to erase all of the defense mechanisms so that you can fully open and be honest and true and play off your partner, in a real way. And in order to do that, you can't play the niceties that society drills into us, right? You can't, you have to be honest and really truthful. And so I think that that's part of what's doing it as well, because it's I'm doing that in class also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
So they're
really
probably benefiting each other.
oh, it is. And then they asked me to read this book. It's called The Actor's Art and Craft. It's about this technique that I'm doing right now. And I just got to this new chapter, and they do a quote at the beginning of every new chapter. And I got to this quote of the new chapter, and it's a quote from Neil Donald Walsh. You guys know who he is, right? Yeah. And it basically says, I'm trying to find it really quick here for you guys because I don't want to waste our time, but here we go. You cannot have what you want, but you may experience whatever you have. The very act of wanting something pushes it away from you. And I was like, so I'm getting hit over the head Every which way I turn.
Well, and that's when the want is that is the foundation of that want is fear because you don't
Here,
have it.
exactly.
But if you're wanting something for the joy that it will bring you know, just to have it, and you're not having that, okay, babe, and you're not having despair following you around because you don't have it, you know.
That's why you feel the energy of having it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's
Yeah.
why I was like, wow, could this quote not come in better?
That's
Clearly,
perfect.
someone is watching.
So, Gail, how did you do on your emblem and your symbol? Were you
Oh,
able
yeah.
to take a look at that?
I think I haven't found the right, quite the right, focusing on clutter is the wrong. It's like peace. So I guess I thought about P, and I'm not. That's the best I've come up with yet. Peace.
Okay.
I'm not 100% that's the right.
Well, let's discuss it a little bit. So what, okay, so bottom line is that you're not looking to you're not trying to buy a new car or a new house. You're wanting an emotion, you're wanting to step into a new state of being. And that state of being, at this point, we're thinking that's a peace, a peaceful state.
That's the closest. I want to feel at home without feeling like there's burdens.
So you're
Harry, what did
still.
you just get? I'm sorry. It's
It's
been a
okay.
wild day.
Are they okay? Do you need to go check?
Mary, did you grab something? She's fine.
That's why we call them babies.
Yeah. Yeah, magic just got down. I'm probably gonna have to go get him. I don't know
Luckily,
where he
hey,
went.
look at that. The cat is behaving. It's
Showing
always
the dogs up. Showing the
the
dogs up.
It's usually the opposite. I'm like, he's down. I just see two little paws like stuck out from underneath the coffee table. And I lean back to look, and he's just out. He's totally sleeping. I'm like, wow, because he's usually the one zooming around and doing something crazy.
Okay, so you have a lot that you're still getting off your plate with regard to accumulation from when you were caring for Michael, and was it your stepmom or your aunt
My
or
stepmother. Yeah.
stepmother? So
Yeah.
you have a lot of that you're still dealing with.
I mean, I'm making today I passed three boxes of craft supplies on to a friend.
Great. Great.
And
There
I've
you
got
go.
four
Yay.
stacks of quilting fabric on the couch ready for another friend to look at. So
Wow.
I am making progress. It's just that, and I'm working on paperwork. It gets worse before it gets better because you have to bring it out to sort it. So
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
think serenity, creativity, and peace, that combination.
Do you feel that, you and I had talked at one point about if all the clutter and everything that has built up were gone, would it feel it subconsciously is do you are is if it's still there, then Michael's still there. Is there any feeling like that happening for you?
I don't think so because the stuff that's cluttering things up is blocking my awareness of him and blocking what I want to have to remember him by.
Okay.
Like I'm actually getting rid of some of his things that are just sort of in the way.
Okay.
So
How are
that
you
I
feeling
have.
about doing that?
Feels pretty good.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
I keep reminding myself he would not want this to be a burden.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And he didn't go anywhere. So he's right there telling you too. Girl, get rid of that. okay. All right. Well, you know, and of course, anything that we're trying to do, it's all about getting to the feeling of it.
Right.
You know what Rachel's wanting to do and what I'm wanting to do. It's all about getting to the feeling of experiencing whatever it is our symbol represents. So, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be like a letter. If there's maybe if there's a picture or something that really holds that energy for you of what you want to be experiencing. Is there something that you've created in your crafts, you know, because you're doing these beautiful pictures, you know, is there something that when you look at it, you feel all of those things?
I'm sure there is.
So maybe look at it from that perspective, because, you know, like Rachel and I are trying to create something that is a little more tangible that we can see the results of. So putting a letter of the alphabet to it makes it kind of easy because it represents several different things. But it, in your case, you're looking for a really big feeling for you. So if there's something else that will symbolize that for you, then why don't we use that? But
yeah,
you'll just
yeah,
have to decide what it is.
Yeah,
yeah,
like maybe something in nature. I just, when you were saying that, I was just thinking about the ocean. You know, because to me, that's always, yeah, there's a lot of action, but overall, it's like a very peaceful, serene vibration when you're at the beach or near, at least for me.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I love that.
There you
oh,
go.
You look so happy there. I love it.
Well,
yeah, why not that?
There's your symbol right there. And that probably feels more of something you can really identify with.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, that with that established, then this next week will be really big for you in being able to focus on that and moving that energy into that higher vibration, you know, when you do the meditations and or the writing in the journal. Yeah. And you know, if you're writing, because like I write in my journal in the morning and in the evening, my symbol and what it represents and the feelings I have from that, you know, you could just use your initials in the symbol at that, you know, there, or just put your picture right there, you know, whatever you want to do. I mean, this is your experience. Just throwing some things out there.
Also, your picture, your heads together make like a heart shape, kind of. So a heart could be a good symbol too, maybe.
Yeah.
You're drawing
yeah.
in your journal or whatever. I love that idea, Kate. I haven't been re I drew I put, you know, drew the symbol and made all the feelings associated with it and everything on the one page. And then when I switched it from the A to the I redid it, but I don't do it every day. So I like
Whoa.
that.
I do
don't
it
write
twice a day,
I don't
morning
write
and evening.
Right.
Yeah, I do it in the part about infinite spirit, open the way and show me the action steps too. And then I draw and I write, you know, what it represents and all the feelings I'm going to feel and that in the mornings. And then in the evenings under the infinite spirit in deepest gratitude, I thank you for, you know, because it's already done. You know, as it's already done. And the more I do it, the more I'm in that vibration. You know, I mean, I start writing it and I start feeling it. And that's exactly what I want to have happen. You know, the more we can stay in that state of gratitude, bliss as a state of being, every time we think of that, you know, and if you can think of it 4 or 5 times a day for 15 minutes, You know, the more you can think about it, and you get into that feeling and that all those emotions, the more you're broadcasting all of that out, and you're not in a fear energy. You know, even if you were anxious before, if you can think about it and switch the energy, you're just that much more powerful. And you're broadcasting that out to the universe, and the universe can then just, you know, magnify it back to you even more quickly.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down because I have not been doing that. I write down the feelings and like the things I want in those sections, you know. So I'm essentially writing down the same thing, but I haven't been using the symbol.
Yeah.
I think, and I haven't necessarily been writing the words I chose with the symbol, although the overall meaning that I write there has that same aesthetic, but I like this putting the symbol in there.
Yeah. Whatever works for you, you know, because we're all different, and what works for me may not work for the same person next to me.
No, but
the more we can figure out, you know, what switches that energy on. We want to go there. We want to stay there as much as possible and just build on it. And the more we practice it, because I know I'll go to do something on my phone and something has popped up that I've tagged in. And next thing I know, 10 minutes later, I'm still, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I could have been sitting here in my vibration. Because I don't want to waste my time that way, you know, that has changed significantly in the last few weeks. And it's, you know, that another thing we can do is put something on our phone that brings that up. If there, you know, well, Gail, I don't know how much you are on your phone per se, but I know like Rachel and I, it's always available, you know.
I spend time on the tablet.
On the tablet, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe putting something on the tablet that helps to remind us, you know, of what we're doing. Like for the workshop I'm doing next week, not this weekend, but the next weekend, I'm starting to do the drawings of Ima to show the energy movement. And maybe I'll, you know, I can do my drawing and put it even on a picture on my phone, you know, that's going to stay there, you know, or you can draw it out. You can even take a picture of your journal where you've written it out, wherever it is. I actually made I took my vision board and I took everything off of it and put this symbol with all the goodies on a big picture and put it on there. And it's across from where I sit in the mornings when I eat breakfast. So it's right there. And it's big enough I can see it without my glasses. I have to take my glasses off to eat. I don't know why that is, but I do. So, because anyway, they're in the way. So it's right there. You know, any place you can put it that it reminds you of it. And if you can take, you know, just a few moments to take those deep breaths and the exhale with your mouth dropped, you know, so that you're releasing that tension out of your body and focusing on those feelings, the emotions that your symbol represents. It's just another opportunity to recapture that feeling and take it with you. Because we always want to take it with us as best we can. And, you know, with the journaling, it helps us to remember to be more aware of, where is my energy? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? So how's everything else been, Gail? Are the folks at the church behaving okay?
Well, the minister's been acting bipolar, but we think it's the prescriptions she's on. She had a massive infection, and so anyway, she sends irrational emails when she's not quite herself. So, but otherwise things have calmed down. I'm sort of letting stuff sit for a little while. We have a meeting on Tuesday, so I need to just put some energy into it before then. But
okay,
I started physical therapy, and it it's supposed to take about as much time as the journaling thing is, and so I'm kind of switching back and forth and not really doing either one justice. Sorry,
Wow.
this is another robocall.
Call from Kirkland WA.
So go away.
I hate that.
Call from Kirkland WA.
Getting those 2-3 times a day, and they always leave a message, and it's always the same people wanting me to call them back about a loan.
Oh God!
It's always the same recording, and it's calling from all over the U.S. I mean, every freaking state.
Yeah, they just have numbers they like roll through because I blocked so many of them, and it's like they just find you again. They use a different number that you haven't blocked. I even put myself on that do not call list. I had done it a long time ago, and then I recently redid it again, and I'm still getting them.
Yeah, they're violating that, and it doesn't have any teeth, so.
Yeah. It's crazy. I hate it.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I was getting really aggravated about it, and then I decided that that was attracting it to me because of my aggravation. And, you know, when I started infusing love to it, now that I think about it, I had one whole day that I didn't get any. Well, there you go.
That's awesome. Go.
I've already gotten 3 today, so I must have got aggravated.
You gotta send it some more love.
Send it some more love.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been very centered lately, so yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Magic's in the kitchen crying. I'll be right back.
It's pet day.
It is pet day. I'm like, I can't believe Tempo is actually, oh, he's on the move. I don't see him there now. Uh-oh. Okay, I found it. It's so funny to me. I'm like, how? He'll be right here, you know, with me and I'm working on something or whatever. And then I must get so focused, right, in whatever I'm doing that I just don't see him. But you would think I would catch it out of the corner of my eye, you know? I'll look up like 15 minutes later, I'm like, where did he go? Oh, gosh, I swear. Gail, thank you, by the way, for being willing to come earlier to the call.
Well, it as Kate said, it works out better because the dogs don't have dinner so late.
Cool.
And I eat large salads for dinner, so that means I can go to bed earlier. So,
nice.
Oh gosh, even better.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Awesome.
I'm glad it worked out.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you to both of you. This and it's working out a little better for me too, I think.
Good.
Yeah. I gave him 2 carrots. Hopefully he's going to be happy. We'll see.
It might not be working out better for Magic.
Well, he's already eaten. He's already had his meal. So some days he's just a bottomless pit. You know, it's like he's got 4 hollow legs and he's going to feel all 4 of them or make me crazy. One of the two. Okay. So this next week, Let's really focus, if we can, as best you can, on your symbols and the energy that you feel. Identify, if you can, if there's a meditation that really helps you, or if we don't have one yet that speaks to you in a way that you really need to be spoken to. And what would that look like? What do you need help with? Is it, I did do one about the symbol. I'm going to pull that out, see if I can find it. And I'll put the same music to it that we've been listening to, because the more we can dive into that music, you know, if you just hear the music and it starts to make the shift, you know, all the better.
Yeah, that would be great if you, because sometimes I feel like during that other meditation, I do visualize my symbol and feel those feelings, but it's kind of not really what you're saying. I mean, it is in a way, because you're saying like, what do you want? What do you want your life to be like? So in that regard, like, it is part of what I want for my life, but it's not quite there. So sometimes I wonder if that might be like interfering or something, you know, like my mind wants to follow what you're saying, but then I'm trying to do the symbol.
Okay. Yeah. I'll pull that out. I'll do my best to make it happen really soon. I've got this other, you know, thing going on for next weekend, but, and what were you going to say, Gail?
Oh, and if you can make, keep the balance between your voice up and the music down.
Yeah. Okay.
That's really, really helpful for me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And, also, and if it's not, let me know.
Okay.
I also wanted to ask you, Kate, when you meditate with the symbol, do you do it just to the music or do you do it in silence or how do you do it?
I do follow, unlike you, I use one of the meditations. I don't remember which one it was. I don't remember which one it was. But I do that, and I'm like you. My brain wants to, you know, work it in, the symbol in. The chakra, the blessing, the chakras, and the energy centers. Before I do that one, I will focus on the symbol so that, because I'm going to go to sleep. I'm doing it before I go to sleep at night, and I know I'm going to go to sleep. So I immerse myself in that symbol as much as I can before I start that, so that through the subconscious and the guidance in my, you know, that I'm listening to, that that's what, it, and I trust with my intention that that's where it's all going to go. You know, that this is what I'm focused on. This is what I want to bring the energy for, and just trust that that's what's going to happen. And man, it's like, the only thing I can compare it to is when I was in the hospital the first time, the first surgery I had, the pain was so bad because it was in my face and in, because they took the tissue from my stomach and put it in my face or my chest area. Anyway, the pain was so bad that when they would give me whatever it was they were giving me, I would just bliss out. And that's what I feel when I'm going to sleep with the meditation, is, you know, this complete bliss.
So it's heroin. We're all on heroin.
I think, they sent me home with Percocet, and when I got home, it was the same thing. You know, I remember I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone, and I was hurting, and I took one, and about 10 minutes later, he said, "You took one of those pills, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, why?" And he says, "I can tell." It's like, well, I'm feeling a lot better than I was.
But, absolutely.
Yeah, that was some pretty good stuff. But, you know, I always wound up flushing the rest of it. But, and of course, that's what you did back then. I guess you don't do that now.
Turn it down.
Yeah.
So, well, the fish are happy now, too. They're also in bliss.
But anyway, yeah. So I try to remember to set the intention, what I want my intention to be for my meditation before I start, you know, and if, and these days it is about, I want to achieve the emotional feeling of this, that state of gratitude. I want to be in that love vibration, but I will also want to incorporate my symbol.
Okay, and see, then, I don't do that. So I think I want to start incorporating that. I don't set the intention and I don't get into the vibes before doing the meditation, of the vibration of my symbol before doing the meditation.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, the more, and see, since I've been writing it down twice a day in my journal, when I go to, you know, I'll put the symbol first, and then I write my, you know, what it represents, my subcategories. And then when I go to write the emotions, I'm already moving into the emotions before I even write the first word, which is always gratitude. And, or is it gratitude or grateful? I think it's grateful. But anyway, I'm already moving into that vibration because I've done it so many times now, which is exactly what I want to have happen. So when I think about the symbol, if my eyes are closed and I'm taking those deep breaths and relaxing my body, bringing my heart and mind back into coherence, then it starts to happen. But, you know, that's really important, too, that before we do the meditation, because I've been very remiss that I needed to, every time we go to quiet the mind, is to start with take a deep breath. And I don't do that on some of them, some of the meditations. And I was really disappointed in that. I might be able to edit that in. But they're all at, you know, they're all done through Zoom, because I use Zoom to record it and to get the volume right. I don't have that expertise, so I don't know if I'll be able to do it or not. But if you can remember before you do a meditation to take a couple of deep breaths and, you know, drop your jaw, let as you exhale, so that your body starts to relax, and it really helps to bring your heart and mind into harmony again, then it's easier for you to go into the meditation without all that tension in your body. And you know, the other thing we've got going on too is that, it, especially if it's been a full day, your brain may be having like that electrical storm of thoughts, you know, going crazy. And when you take those deep breaths and you relax in that way, that stops, or at least calms down.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, I think, going to be an area for me to work on going forward, because with these classes, they're 3 hours long. So I don't get out of there until like 9:30. Sometimes they go over, you know? So by the time I get home, I'm still, you know, kind of wired, but I'm tired. So I'm
wired,
in that,
tired.
Yeah, I'm in that weird state. And then I do find it like somewhat difficult to just kind of bring it back down and just get into like relaxed mode without spending too much time. Right. Because it's like, yeah, sure, if I stay up for another 2-3 hours, I'll get relaxed. But it's like, by that time it's 1 a.m. Well, I don't want to go to bed at 1 a.m. So, cause then it kind of messes up the next day. You know what I mean? So, I think I'm going to really need to get into that, especially on these days where I have the class.
Yeah. That should help significantly, you know. And one, you're setting the intention, you know, so you're anchoring that intention, and then taking those deep breaths with that slow exhale, you know, and you just keep doing it until you start really feeling it. Because like I say, depending on what kind of day it's been, it may take a few minutes to get everything to start to relax and to just calm down. Yeah. And you know, you could try bath with Epsom salts too, or just bubble bath. You know,
I love a bath, but not right now.
Oh, too hot.
It's too hot. Yeah, it's like, even with the air conditioning on, it's still. Oh, I think I'm still at like almost 80 in here, because it's like 85 out today. And I think I've told both of you, like, the apartment I'm in is an older building, so it doesn't keep heat or cool in, like everything just goes out. So if I turn my AC off within an hour, all the cool is gone. Mm-hmm. So yeah, lately the bath has not sounded so good.
Yeah. Well, that makes
sense. Yeah, I love Epsom salt baths. I love them.
Yeah. You know, I had some Dead Sea salts one time and took a bath in that. Was not a good thing for me.
No, what happened?
No, it
all the minerals.
I'm sorry, what, Gail?
The minerals in it didn't agree with you.
Well, my body, my skin was fine, but I sat there for a while, and of course, I was in the middle of awfulness with Fred, and it took me to a really dark place.
Ooh,
and I did not expect that. I mean, by the time I got out of the tub, I was ready to get in the truck and just drive away and just keep going. And that wasn't helpful.
Ooh.
It wasn't helpful.
I've had a few times, though, in the bath where I've had some pretty dark emotions come up, but then I was able to clear them.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I was like literally sobbing and screaming in the bathtub.
Oh, no. Wow.
You know,
like, yeah. Well, you know, and
but
the thing
I let it rip too. I was just like, I'd rather get it out
than
keep fit in, you know what I mean? So I was like, it's up. Let me just express it. It's here, you know?
I guess now that I'm thinking about it, I really probably shouldn't blame it all on the Dead Sea salts, because water magnifies whatever we're experiencing. And I was probably sitting there thinking about how much everything sucked, you know? And so, yeah, well, okay. So I won't blame it all on the Dead Sea salts, but I really expected it to be something wonderful and it wasn't. And I threw them out because somebody had given them to me. And she thought it would go well. Well, it didn't. But now that I think about it, you know, okay, well, I was probably put myself into that spot. But something that, you know, I understand now that I didn't understand then was that, you know, when we're in survival mode, we can't think greater than we feel. And so until I moved into a gratitude state of being, all I could think about was how much everything sucked. Yeah, funny thing was, when I told Fred about it, his response was, well, he sure would hate to upset the dog if I just got in the truck and kept driving.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, that was helpful.
Interesting. Okay.
He was thinking that you wouldn't take magic with you?
No, he was thinking I would. And that because I took magic away, that it would upset him.
Not it would have upset Fred or magic?
So that the magic taking him away from his home.
I'm going to say probably
he's
not.
Happier now. He's happy. You know,
he's trying to guilt you.
It didn't work. But actually, that was even before Jesse moved in. That was probably like 2019, before the pandemic. But anyway. So anyway, getting back to, if you find yourself stressed and you're having a hard time getting out of the stress, you know, you're trying to think better. Like, you know, I have a friend that does affirmations all the time. Well, if you're stressed and you're anxious and you're saying affirmations, all you're doing is emphasizing that energy. Even though the words don't say that, that's what the energy behind it is. So when we find ourselves in that position, taking those moments to take the deep breaths, calm down the body, bring it into harmony with the mind, and then moving into gratitude, then you can think greater. Then you can find the solutions that are probably right there. But because we've been stressed, we haven't been able to see them.
Not sure what happened.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but my phone, I'll be on the phone and I just lose the call. It just drops off. And I think it's solar flares that are interfering with the radio transmission. And Gail, you have locked up a couple of times. We can still hear you okay, but movement has stopped.
I don't know what's going on. I've got a new modem, but it's been doing that lately. And maybe it is the solar flares.
I'm thinking that's what it is. Jesse called me about half an hour before we started, and Landon's in the back seat trying to tell me something. Nobody's close to the red button on the phone. And then they were gone. And she could, every time she called back, it kept going to voicemail. Well, I had to change my phone to Wi-Fi to actually make a call back to her. So I'm pretty sure that it's the solar flares that are doing that. But at least we're able to be here on Zoom. So that's working.
Absolutely.
Okay, so has anything else been coming up for you that you'd like to air or explore? No? Okay.
I think that's been, for me, like I said, I definitely feel, you know, the emptiness when I'm not journaling. I haven't been doing the chakra meditations. I don't know why, but I wrote that down again to do it. So my goal for this coming week is to get more of those in.
Okay.
In addition to the other ones, because I do feel, when you said that, like this, it just hit, like I need to do that. So I feel like I need to really make that a priority.
What I love about this chakra meditation is that it addresses the old energy that we've buried in the body. And even if you're asleep, you're still taking that information in to infuse the body with love in those areas. And because you've done it all the way through when you've been awake, your body knows what areas that's specifically talking about. You know, so I don't worry about going to sleep while I'm listening to it, but I just think it's so important to heal and transform that energy, because I don't know about you guys, but I have really stuffed a lot of energy over the years that, you know, I just, one, didn't know how to deal with, and two, didn't have the time for it, you know, because you're in survival mode and you're just trying to get through the day. So being able to heal all of that, you know, it's just going to support our bodies to ward off illness and, you know, horrible things like cancers and things like that, you know?
Yeah, I definitely know I have stuff in there. So yeah, that's,
we all do.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but it's, you know, that just goes to show too, that really speaks to how sneaky our subconscious can be, right? When it's like, oh, okay, the thing that I probably need to do the most, and I know this as a rule, but the thing that I probably need to do the most is the thing that I'm the most resistant to.
Yes. Yes.
And for whatever reason, what you guys have heard me, I think I've said, I'm going to do the chakra meditations like the last two calls, and yet I still haven't done them. So obviously.
And if you're doing that before you go into sleep, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Rachel.
Oh, no.
If you're doing that before you go to sleep, because you're moving energy and your body's going to be processing things from the past, be sure to ask your angels to help you to only remember the parts of your dreams that will benefit you during your waking hours, because you want to still sleep well, you know, and not be disturbed by uncomfortable dreams.
Yes, I need to do that for sure.
So, Gail, do you feel like that you're making some progress?
It's up and down.
Okay. When you feel like you're not making progress, are you typically tired when those thoughts come in?
Sometimes it's tired. I've had a rough season with allergies this year. And so, like, I've had fluid build up in the ears, and so and congestion in the sinuses, and that, and I don't, it's, I'm sure it's just a vicious circle, but the dogs will get wound up and then I'll react to them and then they'll react to me. So.
Okay. So have you, I always forget that you've had all these problems with the allergies. Do you do any of the massaging of your sinuses to relieve that pressure and to drain the sinuses?
I could probably be more consistent with it.
Yeah. You know, it's hard not to get aggravated with ourselves when we know we have these tools. Because I know, like, you know, reflexology on my hands to take care of whatever I've got going on in my body. I know to do that. And do I do it? No. And then I'm like, oh man, I need to do that. So,
well, it's just like between what, you know, we do for here, my physical therapy. I just got so many things going on. It's like, I got to check some of them out. I can't do it all, and more keeps getting piled on. So that's a lot of my frustration.
Okay. Okay. How are you doing with your crafting in the mornings? Are you being able to continue with that, or has that been interrupted?
There's been some interruptions just because schedule changes, but I'm still doing at least one card a day.
Okay.
Okay. Nice. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just be gentle with yourself. You know, there's so much chaotic energy outside of us. And even, you know, just like, yesterday we had a very intense discussion in the Florence Global Shin membership and did not see that coming, but that was an intense conversation. I think it ended up just
one of the members has a has been living in fear for a long time, and it's like she can't see what she's doing. Is that a good way to summarize it?
Yeah, I think so. I think for whatever reason, she thinks she needs to know, but you know, what she's in fear of are things that haven't even happened yet. You know, and taking in what outside influences, what other people are saying, and it can be debilitating and paralyzing, and you know, you're just standing there like this deer in the headlights, and you're stuck.
And she's self-selecting only negative information.
Right. Yeah. And she's doing that too. And so we were all trying to support her. Oh, there's that beautiful baby.
Wanted to come join the party.
So that was unexpected, but that was I think we ended okay. I think we all did our best to support her. And I think that everybody else that was there got support. I'm not sure that she took it, but everybody I think else got some support. But that's the exact kind of thing that's happening all over. You know, it's you turn the radio on or you pick up your phone and there's something there that can be shocking, or it touches us in some way that it's uncomfortable. And I didn't need that today. You know, that's when we can take those moments to infuse that with love, being aware of what we're feeling. I spent a lot of time yesterday afternoon infusing our conversation yesterday with love and each person who was there.
Bless you.
Because, you know, I want to provide a safe spot for everyone to be there, to be supported. You know, that's what it's all about. And, but I think that it was a good thing, because I think everybody became aware of how much fear is can be right in the middle of us, and it's up to us then how much of this are we going to absorb, how much are we going to take in, and then what we can do to change that. So being aware of how we're feeling and taking those moments to regroup and infuse everything with love will change the rest of our day, and it changes our life. You know, ultimately it becomes our new way of doing things. It becomes our normal. And that's what we want. We want to be able to maintain and sustain our love energy no matter what's going on around us. And it can be challenging. But the more practice we have, the more we're able to do that, the more we're able to take those steps. We know what to do, and we just normally start to do it. And that's really where we want to be. That baby has such a beautiful little face.
Oh, thank
you. I love cats.
Yeah, let's all infuse Atlanta with love tonight.
What's happening in Atlanta?
Presidential debate.
Oh. Is Trump there? Is Trump really running for president? I still can't wrap my head around that.
He really is. And just so you guys know, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, like if you read anything from their sites or, you know, Instagram, it's run by Trump's daughter-in-law. So just be aware that there's a lot, like they just put out a video that made Biden look like he was a bumbling idiot, but it was edited. If you watch the full video, you see that he actually turned around to talk to some paratroopers and give him the thumbs up and then, you know, turn back around. But the way they edited it to put it out there, they made it look like he was just wandering off into no man's land. So, and that came from RNC. So it's like, we really have to be careful too with where we're getting our information from.
Yeah.
And then we had a horrible thing here in LA yesterday, a big Jewish synagogue had a private event that they marketed privately to their constituents, their people. it was like a real estate to buy land in Israel. So some kind of a real estate event about buying land in Israel, and totally private, nothing to do with any kind of politics or the war and God, none of that. And yet what happened? All these Hamas protesters showed up and became very violent, throwing stuff at the Jewish people coming into the synagogue, vandalizing, and the police were there and harassing people, not letting them in. And the police were there and they did nothing. And one man walked up and said, "I'd like to get in, can you help me in?" And he had two kids with him, and the police told him, "No, you should leave." So I think I'm gonna write a letter to the governor and the mayor and just be like, you guys need to do, this is not okay. And particularly for California, because the Jewish population here is a huge part of our economy. How are you allowed? They are so involved with entertainment and movies and TV. Like, how are you not, what is going on? How are they not being protected? Like, it really got to me yesterday. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So it's just this insanity, right? It's like,
it's Santos, like, guys. It's Santos
going crazy. And we're charged to bring back the love.
It's Santos.
And that, you know, that's the only power we really have. You know, but we do have that power. We do have that power. So, you know, as you're seeing those things, and, you know, I'm the first one that when I'm seeing it, my brain just goes to, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing this. But when we can then take those deep breaths and infuse what we're seeing with love energy, it keeps us out of the fear because we don't want to add to it.
No.
And the love energy, it's magical. You know, we're helping to hold that space for something better, for the higher outcome. And, yeah, you know, like I said,
they're not, you know, like,
yeah. Well, but we're not in control of what anybody else does.
No, exactly.
But, you know, and like I've said before, whether it's brilliant or extremely naive, when we can just infuse things with love, then we can live. We can live, because otherwise we're afraid to live, and we're back in the stress, and we're shrink wrapped, and, you know, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. You know, I perfected that. I don't want to do that anymore. And it's just too easy. It's just too easy. But yeah. And I, you know, like I don't think I said this yesterday, but because there was just so much going on, but we're going to see more and more things that we're not going to be in agreement with, because in order for things to change, the ugly has to be revealed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like Dale said, with the clutter, you know, it's like, it's get worse before it gets better. Cause you got to bring it all out in order to get rid of it.
Yeah. And I wish it wasn't that way, but nobody consulted me.
Me neither. What the hell?
I wasn't consulted on that. But we do have control over how we feel. And just because we're not into, you know, an irate, outraged state over something doesn't mean we don't care. It really means that we're taking care of ourselves by not allowing ourselves to go down that rabbit hole. And man, I used to be the first one down the hole. You know, I was right there. But then everything in my life took on that same energy, because that's where I was living.
Well, we're programmed to think that's the responsible thing to do.
We are. And that's the least responsible thing we can do. The least responsible.
And in fact, when you were talking just now, I got a mental picture of back in the 60s. And I'm sure you guys know this image because it's so powerful. But when, like, the police or the riot police, there was, you know, 11 or something, And the riot police were there with their guns drawn, and then you see like the girl putting the flower in the gun. That's
oh, I didn't see that.
You've never, oh, it's like such
I've
an
never seen that.
Picture. I've just seen it. Just a, I think someone took a picture, you know, during that time, and it's kind of just become an iconic image of
wow.
the flowers in the guns. And I just always thought that's such a cool thing. And that's kind of what we need to be doing now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we need, I mean, not necessarily physically, but yeah, those of us mm-hmm. that can feel and connect to the love energy, we got to put that energetic heart into
yeah.
the guns of the hatred, you know, that's happening.
We do. We absolutely do. And another thing that was, I think it was in yesterday's call that was brought up about all the people who are waking, the people who are waking now, and those of us who are already on this path and we have tools, we have to be stepping to the plate to share with them and to help them along if they've got their hand out. You know, so many people, they've got their hands are crossed in front of their chest and they're not going anywhere. And you know, that's their journey. But the ones who have their hands out, we have to be brave enough to step to the plate and share with them the tools that we have. And the more simple the tools are, the better. I mean, it's like, you know, I teach about taking deep breaths, for God's sake. You know, I mean, it can't get any more simple than that. And every time I talk to somebody, when they take a deep breath, they say, oh, man, that really felt good, because they haven't done it in 6 weeks, you know?
It's true. It's so subconscious. I mean, again, even in acting class, like when we started doing this repetition practice, the teacher would say to a lot of people, like, you didn't breathe once during that exchange, you know? And it, and so she's, it's, again, it's like so weird how the acting is like mirroring, but that's, it's true that it's so subconscious that we just don't. Like, I caught myself in the middle of one of the meditations the other night, holding my breath, and I was meditating. I'm like,
been
what
there,
am I
done
doing?
That. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. And so, then when you take a deep breath in the meditation, your body goes, oh my gosh, what was that?
Yeah. But I couldn't believe, because, you know, like in the meditation, usually I'm so calm and I'm breathing really deeply and slowly. And I just noticed, no, you stopped and you were just holding your breath. Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
And even I was like in that, you know, kind of in between wake and sleep. And then I like caught myself and I was like, whoa. And it kind of woke me up and I was like, well, that's not good. Mm-hmm. But that's how subconscious it is, that we just do it.
Yeah.
We don't know we're doing it. So yes, simple, but not easy.
Well, it's not easy to remember until it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
You know, taking the deep breaths. And that's why I say use the timers. You know, I got a package of these timers from Amazon. It was cheaper to buy six of them because it was like, you know, it was only like a dollar more to get six of them. And so I have these all over the house, and even two of them on their desk. One of them set for 15 minutes, one's for five. And if I sent the 15 minute one, every time it goes off, but you got to remember to hit it twice when it goes off, otherwise it doesn't start again. But to take the deep breaths. Because I'll sit here for, next thing I know, you know, I sit down here at 9 and it's now 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, no wonder I'm getting foggy because I'm stuck in the corner because I haven't had anything to eat, you know. And when was the last time I took a deep breath? You know, it has to become a habit. And, you know, that's what we're here. You know, we're here to support each other and make the good habits of taking the deep breaths and choosing to be in that love vibration. And as you're, you know, you're already, I mean, you can tell, you feel so much better when you're there. And life isn't as hard as it was before. And if we're going to be here, we might as well be enjoying it.
Yeah.
And making miracles happen. Okay, so this next
even
week,
if they don't happen, it still feels better than it did. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I just had that realization today when I was driving home. It's like, because I was thinking about our call and I'm like, you know, yeah, I haven't quote unquote brought any tangible manifestation into my life yet in terms of like money, job, whatever, although I did create my website, so that's kind of getting there. Mm-hmm. But I was like, but it really doesn't matter almost, because I feel better. So even just feeling better, even though I don't have the thing yet, is still better than where I was before, not mm-hmm. having the thing and stuck in the crappy vibration, you know, and the fear and the negative and the looping. And so it's like, it makes everything better anyways.
And the more you're in that higher vibration, manifesting experiences and things of that vibration becomes inevitable. There's no other way for it to be. So the things and the experiences are coming. I mean, you got another class. You've got another class now that you're doing. Yeah. So yeah. You did manifest that.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, I have to share with you. There's a lady. She lives in Colorado, and she's been on my list for a long time. And she started participating in the manifesting meditation group. And she took the journaling group, and we've had a couple of private sessions, and she's been wanting to move out of Colorado. She wants to go back to Wisconsin, and she has goats. And she wanted a new job in Wisconsin near her sister, near the water, a cousin. And it would include her home. So she'd be working on a farm with her goats and she has this whole list of things. She got the job, and she starts August the 1st, and it does include her home, and it's for doing everything that she wanted to do. But we went into depth on how to hold that energy, and she did all the work. You know, she did all the work. She negated the fears. She let go of the doubts. She transformed those doubts to love vibration. And now she's manifesting the trip, the move itself, you know, with all her goats getting there safely and not being too hot and, you know, just everything, bringing it all in. And she'll do it. Because now for sure she's got, you know, she's got this, I've got this new job and this new home under her belt. You know, I did that.
Yeah, exactly. And so you said, I just want to write this down. So when she felt the doubts, she would just send that love.
Oh yeah. Transform it to love.
Okay.
The doubt, it's like, why am I feeling this? And 99% of the time it's because we're tired.
Oh.
And when you recognize that you're tired, that's when the fear comes in. It's so easy for the fear to come in, the doubt, the questioning. So when that comes in, ask yourself, am I tired? And if the answer is yes, then put a pin in that. Put a pin in those feelings and do something else that brings yourself joy. Whether it's a meditation or you go for a walk, which is also a walking meditation. You sit in nature. You sit and hold the cat or the dogs. You know, you transform that energy and relax. And then because when you're in that fear, when that fear's come in, there's energy shrink wrap to your body and you can't think past that. So you don't want to start trying to solve the problem while you're in the fear and the doubt, because you're just going to be hitting a brick wall. So put a pin in it, change your vibration, and then readdress it. And chances are when you look at it again, it won't even be there, because it was just you're being tired that let irrational fear come in.
Yeah.
Or even rational fear. You
know? Yeah. When I have it come up, like the doubts, because they still come up a little bit, but what I've been doing is just like, oh yeah, in my mind, like I tell myself, like, that's just the old pattern. Like, it's not real anymore. That's just the old pattern still coming up. And then it'll kind of dissolve. It won't take too long and it'll kind of dissolve. But I like this sending love to it.
Yeah, because then you're transforming that energy. And when you're doing the blessing the energy centers, the old stuff that's hanging out in that those lower energy centers, you're transforming that energy too. So in theory, those doubts and fears shouldn't come up anymore. But if they do, like you say, if you're just looking at them, it could change it right then. Or you may need to look further at, okay, why is this coming up? Gail, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say her story sounds like my list of 50 qualities that brought Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And her story in particular is not mainstream. You know what I mean? Like manifesting a job where you could live is one thing, but a job where you can live and bring your goats.
Well, it's a farm. It's a farm.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah. But when she was telling me about it the other night, it was interesting because she was waiting for a phone call on Monday and I forgot. And she texted me late Monday night and said she hadn't heard anything. And I said, well, there's no telling why you haven't heard anything. They're probably busy, but, you know, this or better. Hold that energy of this or better. And, you know, going back into, you know, we did a symbol too. And then on Tuesday evening, she texted me and she got the job and she was just, she was really happy. So I called her and it was, even though it was, well, it was late here, it wasn't late there. But she, because she's in Colorado, but she was telling me all the other things. So there was a lot of other things like your list, Gail. I mean, there were a lot of things that had to happen because of the work she was going to be doing when she was there. So, yeah, that was, it took on even a whole bigger meaning for me listening to all the things that she'll be doing and that she wanted to do. So, you know, and these stories, they're our stories too. I mean, you can think back to different things that were you able to hold the energy and then it happened for you and you may not have put it together at the time, but you can, you know, think back about your life and some of the really good things that have happened to you, you know, where you held the energy to get you there. I mean, just like Gail, like you and Michael, you know, you set an intention, you put a list out there and it came to fruition. You held the energy. And you know how that feels and you know how that worked. So that same thing can happen for you again, because you've already proven to yourself that you have that power.
Yeah. So. For me, when I've manifested things in the past that I can think about, positive things, not the negative things. Mm-hmm. I know I'm great at manifesting the negative stuff too, but usually when I manifest something positive, I've wanted it and then I've just let it go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And almost like never thought about it again. Mm-hmm. But I can't do that with everything. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, the income thing that I'm meditating on now, it's like I can't just, well, I guess I could just let it go, but it doesn't feel like I could just let it go.
You can let it go, but it does take effort. But, you know, I think something that's really key that we forget about is getting to that point where you're holding the energy and then you go do something else. So there's no way, there's no time for you're in that high vibration of receiving what you want and then going into the how that brings you down. Oh, I can't see how that's going to happen. How's that going to happen? I got to have a solution here. How's it going to come up? How am I going to make this happen? If you can be at that high vibration, like when, and a perfect example is when I got my SUV, I had this 92 Eagle Vision back in 2012 that was, I hardly ever change cars. And I had this 92 Eagle Vision that was black. The sun had overkissed it. It had these white spots on it. And I'm standing there looking at it going, this is a direct reflection on how I feel about myself. And going, whoa. So I get in the vehicle and I'm thinking, because I didn't want another vehicle because I didn't drive it. And it was going to be $800 to paint it. It wasn't worth that. So I get in the vehicle and I'm thinking, what do I want? Well, I want an SUV. I want to be able to turn the steering wheel with one hand. I want to be able to look out all the windows so I can see, because I have, you know, when you can't, those pieces in the back where you can't see, those are serious blind spots. And some of the cars, Jesse and I drove one when we went to, had a rental car one time that had these big slants in the back, this huge blind spot. So I'm thinking, okay, I had this list and I'm driving out of the parking lot. I mean, I'm even thinking the music is even better in this vehicle. And then when I get out of the parking lot, because we're in an apartment, when I get out of the parking lot, I'm on a 6-lane highway, so I got to focus, right? So when I pulled out of the parking lot, I'm driving an SUV, and there was no, how's that going to happen? Because we just gotten back from taking care of grandma when she passed. I wasn't even working, and I didn't expect Fred to buy me a vehicle, which I probably should have. I never negotiated things very well. But anyway, I'm driving away, and I have left it at this high vibration, and then I forgot about it because I was trying to get back in, you know, jump starting my business. And then a week or two later, Fred comes home. He'd been gambling, and I didn't know he was there. That's what he was doing. Anyway, he handed me an envelope, had $5,000 cash in it that he had won at the casinos. And he said, this is the down payment for your new vehicle, and I found one for you. So I canceled my appointments for the rest of the afternoon. I rescheduled, and we went to look at this vehicle, and it was, when I sat in the vehicle, it felt just like I did when I drove out of the parking lot. And it was, what is it? It's a 2001. I mean, it's not new, but it was exactly what I was looking for. And I still have it, you know, I got it in 2012. And the thing was that it was, I put the $5,000 on it, and it was like $7,000, and Fred said that he could pay the rest, but if they'll finance it, let them finance it. So, and they financed it. They didn't even check my credit. They just financed it. So, you know, things work when you just leave it at that high vibration. So if you're wanting to manifest something, getting into the full energy of it, and then go do something that's going to take your full focus. So you're leaving what you're wanting to manifest at that high vibration in that regard. You know, you're then going to think about something else completely different.
Okay. Yeah. And probably like this week, I've been doing that more, and last week too, just because I've been getting busier with the website and working on like a course for it and stuff like that. And so, yeah. I think I have been letting it go more than I was first couple weeks that we started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I was more focused on it. Yeah.
And you manifested this program with us.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, now you got support. You're not winging it on your own.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true. And I think that's the other thing is, you know, we don't maybe take the time to look at all the things that we've manifested. Like the gratitude is some of it for sure. But sometimes things like this, like you just think, oh, well, you know, it just happened. You don't think that I manifested it. You know what I mean? So I think it's also like changing. I think that's just a pattern too, right? It's like you just kind of have to change that way that your brain, like the point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a whole new point of view.
Yeah.
It is.
Because you're totally right. And like, you know, here I am, like I created my website. Yeah, I did, but I also had an inspiration and I had support and I had help. And so it's like, even though I made it, but yeah, I mean, I manifested it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. Absolutely. So I think also like switching how I look at it in terms of what I consider something manifested versus something that I've done, so to speak.
Well, and it's owning your power.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because if I don't say I manifest this because I did it, then that isn't really giving me my just desserts, right? Like, yeah, I've been working. I've been doing stuff to make this happen and to get me in the place to be able to create that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like today when I laid down, I thought, oh, there's so many things that I really wanted to accomplish today that I know I'm not going to be able to if I don't keep at it right now. And I thought, I've just got to lay down. But I'm going to listen to my meditation when I lay down. And if I don't go to sleep, then I'll get up and do this. And I remember when I sat down, I thinking, this is the most important thing I can do for me right now. it's not continuing on doing the list of things that I really wanted to accomplish today. It's taking care of my energy is the most important thing I can do every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, holding that as a truth, that takes practice because, you know, we like to beat ourselves up. Well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that and you were scrolling on your phone.
Yeah. Although I will say with the journal, I feel like it helps me to feel more positive about myself. Like I've noticed when I'm writing in the journal, like I actually will sometimes at the end and it's just totally spontaneous. It'll be like, I love you to myself.
Good.
And I can't say I've done that ever before. You know, usually it's just like, yeah, okay, we're getting through.
That's great. Yeah. I love that.
So, yeah. So I do see that shifting in terms of like how that negative voice in my head seems to have gotten quieter and less.
Good. Good. You know, that in itself is huge.
I know. That exactly.
That is huge.
Yeah.
But we're going to celebrate that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So like sometimes you have to remember that it's not just the tangible things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause these things are just as important, if not more so.
More so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like I said, it almost makes it okay for me to not have the things I want because I feel so much better. Now I still want them. Don't get me wrong.
And but, you know, it's okay to want things. But don't do it from a place of fear. And see, what's happening is you're shifting your energy. So when you want those things, you won't be thinking about how you want them because you don't have them, but wanting them because, oh, how much joy you'll feel at having them. And then you just flow into that grace of they materialize in whatever way, whether the money came or somebody gave it to you. You know, or you were in the right spot and you ran into somebody that you knew and they said, oh, hey, Rachel, I know of this thing, this happening, this job or whatever, and it's perfect for you. You know, everything flows. Well, just like, you know, Joe Dispenza talks about how you're changing from matter to energy. And that's where you're attracting back to you. You don't have to run get it. You know, we're taught that we have to work hard to have anything. And that if it was easy, everybody would do it. Daddy used to say that all the time. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Well, it's simple.
But not easy.
And everybody tries to make it hard. And I think the hard part is getting over the programming of I've got to work more. I you know, the world's not going to end. Oh my God. I used to work so many hours and like the world was going to end if I didn't do one more thing. You know, I got to
smash those records.
Yes. I got that, the H1N1 virus, but when that was going around back in 2009, Jessie had it. She came to see me. She was really sick and she gave it to me. And I was in the middle of the book launch for Waiting in the Other Room. Mm. And I remember I went to bed and I didn't feel very good. And I got up and I took my temperature and it was like 103. And my brain could not figure out what to do about that. I took one Tylenol for a temperature of 103. And I went back to bed. And when I got up in the morning, my body had dehydrated. So when I went to the bathroom, I passed out and Fred was in the basement and he heard me hit the floor and he came up there and he got me out of the floor in there and called an ambulance and they took me. I had wondered, now this was what's crazy. I had wondered like the week before, if you're on the second floor of a house, how do they get the gurney up to take you out? Don't ever wonder that. Let me just tell you what happens. They come and get you in a chair. They put you in a chair and they strap you in a chair and they take you down. Anyway, they took me to the hospital and as it was early in the morning and I thought I was going to die, but I wasn't scared. And the attendant that was trying to get an IV in, and he couldn't get it in because I was so dehydrated. He, his name was Michael. And I said, oh, it's like Archangel Michael. And he just started to glow. I thought, I'm dying. I know I'm dying. And my dad is with me in spirit. And he's going, he's laughing at me. And he's going, you are not dying. I said, no, I think I'm dying. So in my head, I'm arguing with my dad. I'm dying. And I keep seeing a light. I told him, I keep seeing a light. And so I just said, Michael, I keep seeing a light. Why do I keep seeing the light? And he started paying attention. And it, because it was early in the morning, as the ambulance would turn through the window, the sun was hitting me in the face. And that was the light I was seeing. So I really wasn't dying. So we get to the hospital and they do a test on me. And I have the H1N1. And I was like, I can't have that because I'm in the middle of a book launch. Well, you do. And he gave me Tamiflu. And I went home and I went to bed. And I got up the next day and went back to work. I mean, I got over it that fast. But I asked a spiritual friend of mine, why did I manifest that? Why did I get the H1N1? She said, because then when your launch tanks, you can blame it on having the H1N1 virus. And I was like, I said something really bad, but no, that's not happening. And actually, it was a success. And the book became a bestseller at Amazon. We got up to number 18. I think we went higher, but anyway, in a category. But just saying all that, we manifest things. We have power over what we're going to do, how we're going to experience. And I was fortunate enough that they gave me enough fluids and the Tamiflu kicked it out. And I was like, no, this is exciting for me. So I moved and I, you know, I realized that I moved the energy back into love vibration. Cause this is going to happen for me. This is, I've got all these people counting on me, you know, and it worked out beautifully. But we can control the narrative through a love vibration.
Yeah, just not the fear, the scarcity, the like that golem energy, you know, like my precious, give me back my ring, my precious. Yeah. That's what I always think of is it's just so like, you know, needy, grippy, and it's just such a gross energy, you know, and that's when you want from that energy, you're never going to get anything.
Yeah. We have to overcome the fear.
Yeah, learning to shift it too, of like, mm-hmm. when you want something, you don't have to have that grip, but you also don't have to like make or force or do, or you know what I mean? So all, and yet that's what we've been told that mm-hmm. we have to do. So you are really fighting against everything you've been told.
Yeah. Well, and what we've been told sets us up to fail.
Right. And so now we have to switch to like a different track.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And once we see that it works one time, then we have that to build on.
Yeah.
And it happens for everybody. You just have to recognize that that's what happened. And own it. You know, it's about owning our power. And just deciding, I want to be the love energy. I've lived too many years in the fear energy and I don't want to do that anymore. And I know what that feels like. So when it starts to come in, ooh, been there and done this before. This has got to stop. Put a screeching halt to that. Yeah. Okay. So this next week, as best you can, being really gentle with yourself and nurturing yourself. You know, we also had the full moon last weekend, and the full moon is always big illumination of things that have been hidden. You know, the big light has come in. So just be gentle with yourself. Next week on Friday, next Friday, we have the manifesting meditation call. Will be next Friday night. And then on Saturday, a week from Saturday, is the Manifest What You Want Accelerator Workshop. if you'd like to participate in that, I'd love to see you there. it's going to be a fun. I can't wait. I just can't wait. I'm so excited about this. And I'm just holding that energy. And I'd love it if you'd help me hold the energy that, you know, the people who are looking for this will find it. I don't know if I told you or not, but somebody posted in the Florence Gobelstein Facebook group. I know I told Rachel, but Gail, I don't know if you saw. Oh, yeah, you were in the call yesterday that I said where somebody said that they were looking for a practitioner of Florence's work. Well, whose fault is that she didn't know? Mine. So I changed the heading of the group. I changed that, and now I'm gonna change the name of the group too. And that's really, that has not been easy for me because I did put my face right on, you know, in a big way, on that header, and I'm still cringing about it, but I'm overcoming that, and I'm gonna put my name in the header, the name of the group too, and. Part of me goes, don't put yourself out that far because of the internet folks that are not nice. And I'm just surrounding it all with love. I just have to do that because I have to let people know that if this is what they're looking for, this is where they're going to find it.
And that you're the practitioner.
I'm the practitioner.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing I will say about the mean internet trolls, the way I look at that when it happens is it's jealousy. It's more about them than it's about you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I put a video out one time and someone commented that they thought I looked like, is this a man? Was the comment.
Oh, my gosh.
And that really hurt for a minute. And then I was like, oh, yeah, but guess what? Most supermodels are actually hermaphrodites. Did you guys know that? Majority of supermodels are hermaphrodites or very close to it. They do actually have like one more chromosome masculine than most regular women. So if they're not an actual hermaphrodite, then they are just a little bit closer to a man. And so I've never had my genes checked, but I was like, maybe that's me.
That's fascinating.
I'm a supermodel. But, you know, I think what it comes down, isn't it fascinating though, Gail? When I read that, I was like, wow, that's really interesting. But, you know, that when I get like those hateful type of comments, I just have to try to remember, like, I think that person wishes they could put themselves out there and can't. You know, so then they feel like they have to judge it and try to make you feel small.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's a good thing because you're putting yourself out there. And like you said, you're stretching your hand to those people who need your help. And they wish they could be doing that. That's why they do those trolley type things.
But I'm sure the angels can put up a diamond steel shield of protection.
Yeah, I'm counting on it. I'm counting on it.
Let only the love in.
Yeah. You know, I put all those pictures, you know, of magic on my personal page. And, you know, all you have to do is snag that picture and you can find exactly where I am when I took that picture, you know, where my house is. I mean, you can find out it's all in the code of the picture. I don't know how to do it, but I know it's possible to do that. I mean, somebody'd have to really want to do that, you know? So I, same thing, angels protect me, you know?
Yeah.
It has surprised me that Jesse has put pictures of Landon on. That has surprised me. Cause I think he's on her header, her profile header now. But you know, I guess I'm doing the same thing cause I'm putting magic on there.
But people, you know, you don't really think about it is what I think it is. It's my cousin too. She's always posting in real time.
Mm. Ooh,
and saying where she is and stuff. Yeah. And when we, you know, when she came to visit me and I was like, why? Not only are you missing out because you're not present right now, you've taken a picture of this amazing moment that now you're no longer experiencing because you've gone on your phone to post it. Mm-hmm. So you no longer have any presence of the moment you're in. And And on top of that, you're posting in real time and telling people where you are. Like, that's, why would you do that?
Yeah. Well, you know,
like, do it. And I'm like, that's just your ego talking.
You know, my brother's in St. Louis getting his bone marrow treatment, and it's going really, really well. He's been discharged from the hospital, and he's in the RV now with his wife, three dogs, and a cat. And he texted me yesterday that the RV is not big enough.
Not for all the
three dogs told, and a cat.
I could have told you that, but okay. But, you know, his wife's son, his stepson, died last week. And Brenda put on her Facebook page, and he's been telling her not to do this. He said, she put right on there, people who are wanting to come by the house to support us, don't do that, because we're in St. Louis. We're going to be gone for months.
Wow.
And I just went, not my monkey, not my circuses. You know, there's nothing I can do about this. So I just blessed it with love that send the angels to protect their home.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
No, you're going to be fine, Kay. I'm excited. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing you're putting yourself out there.
Well, it does feel like a huge shift in energy. Even when I go to the group, it feels more like mine now, because I'm claiming it and I'm owning it. And I guess I was afraid to do that before. Well, I know I was, because it was given to me when I was still with Fred. And that was scary, because I didn't, and it wasn't, I knew he wasn't going to react well to it, and he didn't. But I didn't feel like I could support the people in the way they needed support because of what I was going through. I couldn't be in there every week, every day, you know, which is really what they need, is somebody to be in there every day. And the gal who gave it to me, she said, if you just go in there every 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be fine. And I'm like, but that's not supporting them. That's not what I want to do. I want to be there for these people and share whatever they're looking for, if I have it. And, but now I feel that I can do that. Now I feel like I can do it. I still may not be in there every day, but you know, I do live.
Yes, as you should.
And if there's a dog in my lap, I can't go check the computer. There's a dog in my lap. So, okay. Well, but ladies,
definitely sending all the good vibes for both of these coming up.
Yeah.
It's just so needed right now. It really is. So
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if anything comes up for you that you need help with, please do not hesitate to reach out. And, you know, if you, the more you can set time for yourself, even if you, all of a sudden you've got 15 minutes, if you can listen to a meditation, or you just sit there and focus on that love energy. You know, Gail, you've done the whole manifesting Michael, and you know how all that felt, you know, just sitting there and reliving that. You know, without the pain of him not holding your hand. Well, I'm sure he is holding your hand while you're doing it, because that's who he is. But, you know what I'm saying, but just to be in that love energy and seeing all the clutter gone and the painting is done, you know, and whatever you wanted to paint, and you have your home back, you know, just holding that energy. And Rachel, what you're wanting to manifest, you know, moving into all that energy, and the more you can write about it in your journal, the more you can do the meditations, you know, you're just building a whole new foundation for who you want to be. And it's magical.
Yeah.
The magic just starts to happen. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sending you all so much love. Let's see if I make a heart. Not making a heart. Oh, well, good job. We tried. Okay. So reach out if you need anything. Otherwise, and I will get the recording on available as soon as I can, if you want to go back and listen to it. But it may be Saturday before I get it done. But I'll try. So, okay. All right. Sending you love. And I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Sending you love.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Night.